Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is our Father Xavier Lavaghetto, pastor of the Catholic community, and student reflection by Stephen Howell. It is the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
One has to love this man. Certainly Jesus did. He has two incredibly attractive qualities. First of all, he's enthusiastic. I mean, let's face it, wealth and riches set him above and apart in that society. And what does he do? He comes running at Jesus, flings himself down at his feet. This guy does not have an overinflated sense of himself at all. And then that enthusiasm erupts into praise. Good teacher. Now, the gospel may seem a little strange in one sense, but the word good was reserved to God alone. And so yet he gives this praise to Jesus. Poor rabbi, itinerant, he's not afraid about what others will say about him. Second quality is goodness. There is no reason for us to doubt that he did not keep Torah, the law, and didn't love his parents. On the other hand, he also wants to know how to connect to God. What must I do to inherit eternal life? This man is a good man. The kind of person one would want as a teacher, as a friend, as a boss, a neighbor, or as an in-law. This is a good man. And let's face it, Jesus liked him a lot. Jesus, looking at him, loved him. He was good and lively, likable, genuinely lovable. Had it all. Money helps. But the question is, was he successful? How do you measure success? Maybe he had too much. Wealth is not bad in itself, but it can dominate and rule our hearts and lives. His possessions kind of tied him up. Something he couldn't think about giving. Now, this is what Jesus asked him, is not asked of all, but this is what this man uniquely needed in order to break open his heart. Money isn't the only possessing possession. Money is not the only possessing possession. For some, it's work. For some, it may be the degree you're working after. For some, it's looks, sociability, athletics. It's whatever that you invest yourself in to give you a sense of value and identity. It's what establishes you. Strangely, for others, it's their prized possession is actually a low opinion of themselves. That sounds odd, doesn't it? Some people keep on saying, can't do it, not good enough. And that possesses their hearts, rules their lives. Their misery is bait for other people's sympathy and excuse for holding back. For others, this is going to really strong change, it's an habitual sin. You'd love to have your own private sin that you're always struggling to stop, right? And then you can focus on it and not worry about growing up in all the other areas of your life. I've seen this in confession a lot. People worried about one sin. And yet if they ask themselves, hey, God, where do you really want me to grow? In that growth, all of a sudden that shackle begins to fall away. You got to leave room for growth. For others, it's a quenchless thirst for approval. Trouble is they become chameleons, okay? Always trying to get another's approval. Of course, different people have different requirements, and they're never authentically themselves. It's another form of slavery. And this is going to really sound weird. For some people, piety. Now, you don't see it around here as much, but where I was previously, you really have some people who are really super pious. And they're so pious, ironically, with all their prayers and going from Mass to Mass to Mass and all this, they actually leave very little room for God to speak to their hearts and to say, I love you. So there's all kinds of possessions by which we measure ourselves, measure our success, what gives us value. And Jesus wants to break through all that, wants to break through it in this man is, hey, get rid of that what holds you back. So what is success? How do you define it? What will it take for you at the end of your days to be able to say, my life was worth living? If we believe that we were meant for love, what is the space that you give God to say, I love you? See, no matter what possession owns your heart, they wound our heart if it leaves little room for God and others. The rich man was enthusiastic, but not enthusiastic enough to lose himself for Jesus, the God-man, who loses himself on a cross for us and continually gives himself away to us. So I met this man's relative many years ago. Wealthy, moving up the ladder, wanted a manageable religion. He was already had his seat on the stock exchange, and he was relatively young, very young, had a wife, kids. And he told me, look, I'm too busy for the religion thing. Just tell me what I have to do. Just tell me what I have to do. He had it all. Couldn't be bothered with Jesus or with actually the people in his life. The ones I really felt sorry for was his children and his wife, because God will keep knocking. But they make it tired of waiting. He imagined Jesus wanted him doing something instead of wanting him. Can you imagine? God wants you just as you are right now. Your heart, your soul, will you give it? Will you open it? Will you respond to the loving God? Too busy for a relationship, he didn't want Jesus to interrupt his life. So I ask you, what's the temptation in your life? What's that success temptation that might get in the way of letting God love you and you loving others? Now, someone's going to come up here, Stephen Howell, and is going to hit this home run home, I hope.
I want to talk about for a minute something that we really struggle with here at Stanford, especially as students. You know, the rich young man has his wealth that he doesn't want to give up to God, and we have our busyness. Who here is busy? Anyone? Oh, okay, a couple of you. And we love that busyness, right? Because I know if somebody asks me, hey, what were you up to last night? And I can say, oh, I was up until 4 a.m. working on that piece set again. I will receive validation from them. Because I know when I hear things like that from people, I think, wow, they're dedicated. Wow, they're working really hard. Wow, they're really passionate about that. And we like to take that busyness and turn it into our wealth. I'm involved in the Catholic community. I'm in a fraternity. I'm an engineering major. I want to keep up with my friends. I want to meet new people. I want to try new things. I want to stay in touch with my family. And I convince myself that if I'm busy enough, I have to be doing something right. But then, when I'm not busy, when you take a step back, and it's just me and God, my busyness is not what fulfills me. God is what fulfills me. And it's so easy to let that busyness take over. So everyone who raised their hand who says that they're busy, I'm challenging you individually, sometime this week, whether that's 5 minutes before class, when you're washing your face at night, take a step back and let go of everything Stanford. Let go of the stress, the anxiety, the worry, and the busyness. Because when it comes to being successful, I can tell you personally that sometimes 10 minutes of silence can be more productive than a whole day filled with activity.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.